Now, the Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico, is seriously ill but out of danger after being shot five times at close range yesterday when he was leaving a government meeting in the town of Handlova. Last night, following emergency surgery, his deputy, Tomas Tabarba, told the BBC his condition was no longer life-threatening. The shooting by a gunman identified by Slovak news outlets as a 71-year-old poet is the most serious attack on a European leader in decades. For more, I'm joined by the BBC Prague correspondent Rob Cameron. And Rob, what can you tell us about the latest on Prime Minister Fico's condition?
The latest we have is still from the Deputy Prime Minister and Environment Minister, Tomas Taraba, who, as you say, spoke to the BBC World Service last night. And he said that Mr. Fico was no longer in a life-threatening condition and that he is expected to survive this assassination attempt. And since then, we have seen reports in the Slovak media saying that Mr. Fico is conscious, that the surgery was a success, and he is no longer in a critical condition. But he still remains extremely ill in hospital in the city of Banská Bystrica, not far from where this assassination attempt took place in Handlova. And we are all waiting for some official information to come either from the government or from the hospital itself.
Many people will have seen the video because it really was like watching in real time what was happening in the middle of the afternoon as he came from that meeting and then was bundled by his security detail into a car that sped off. But what do we know now about this gunman and any motive involved in the shooting?
Well, in short, we know a lot, or rather there's a lot of information out there, but some of it is quite contradictory and some of it really shouldn't, I suppose, be reported by broadcasters. Certainly the Slovak media is naming him in full. I won't do that. I mean, I can say he's a 71-year-old man. He is apparently a writer, a poet, and a political activist. He used a gun that was legally held, which is not uncommon in this part of the world, in Slovakia, the Czech Republic. You know, there are a lot of people with firearms who have them legally with licenses, and that was his case. But what we don't know is his motivation, because on one hand, there has been a video circulating on Slovak media showing him with his hands tied behind his back in a corridor. It appears, again, this can't be confirmed, and also the video, the veracity of the video can't be confirmed, that this video was made in the police station before he was due to be questioned, in which he said that there was a political motive for this attack, and that it was his opposition to the government that prompted him to do it. But others, including a Hungarian investigative journalist, has shared on social media footage of this man attending a meeting of a pro-Russian paramilitary group in Slovakia, perhaps about 10 years ago. So these are confusing and contradictory bits of information that are slowly coming together to form a picture of this elderly Slovak man and his motivation for carrying out this assassination attempt.
Talk to me a little about Robert Fico himself. He's a career politician, and you've written that he stayed at the top of Slovakian politics for decades despite repeated scandals.
Indeed, yes. I mean, this is his fourth term as Prime Minister. The most recent before this was ended in 2018, shortly after the assassination of the Slovak investigative journalist Jan Kuciak and his fiancée Martina Kušnírová. And that journalist, Jan Kuciak, he was investigating links between officials in Mr. Fico's Smer party and organized crime in Slovakia when he was gunned down. Now, there's absolutely no inference that Mr. Fico was in any way involved in that killing, but his critics say that he created the atmosphere in Slovak society that allowed a young, very talented investigative journalist to be gunned down in his home in that manner. And still, 6 years on, we still don't have a conviction secured of the person who ordered that killing. So Mr. Fico was forced to step down And many believed that that was it for him, that he wouldn't be able to come back. He was replaced by his protege, Deputy Prime Minister, who is now going to be the president, so Peter Pellegrini. But Mr. Fico, during the COVID crisis, made a remarkable comeback. He led demonstrations against the center-right government that succeeded him, demonstrations against their measures against the COVID crisis, leading crowds against those measures. And in September of last year, largely on the back of a promise not to send one more round of ammunition to Ukraine, he was elected again and formed a new administration with ultra-nationalist parties and also a Social Democrat Party. So he's back at the top of Slovak politics.
Robert Cameron, BBC Prague correspondent. Thank you very much.